Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to people and help them understand that there are options and alternatives to this resolution cycle. So would you like to share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Resolutions, and we talked a lot about this over the holidays as we were getting ready to even create our own. And one of the key aspects that we really find in terms of creating a solid resolution that will actually last is authenticity. It's really, really hard to stick with a resolution and let it last all year round if we don't actually know, are we doing this resolution for ourselves? Are we doing it for what we think other people want to see in us? I mean, that's a huge question. We actually need to take the time to understand and ask ourselves, because how are we going to stick with something if we're not even passionate about it? That's really, really key. And so the more you can really understand yourself authentically, the more that you can dive into the depths of who you are and make a choice from that standpoint, from the inside out, the more impact that resolution can actually make and actually really make a difference in your life.
Yeah, 100%. And when we make resolutions based on something that comes at us in our email box or in something that we see. Heck, I'm even getting messages from doctor's offices telling me how I can be a new me. We can very quickly go down an outside to in flow of, hey, that sounds like a good idea. And there's nothing wrong if we're inspired by something from the outside. But as you were saying, we have to make certain that we understand from an authentic place within, what does that mean to me and why am I doing this? What is my motivation? Mm-hmm. And so we want to talk a little bit today about things that we can do to find that motivation, right? So that come February, we're not like, oh, that was a really good thing to think about in January, and I had such a strong conviction about it in January, but now here I am in February, and my conviction is waning because it didn't mean that much to me. But I just spent $500 on a gym membership that I might not use the entire rest of the year. Again, not that it's a bad thing. It's just making certain that we're aware of our choices. And so as we're talking about this new year, new you, one of the things we're talking about is shifting that thought process and making it more about a new year, be you, so that you can create your resolutions from that space. And we've talked about some tools that you can use in order to do that, things that are free, things that are easy. So are you willing to talk about a couple of those so that anybody listening to this program, if it sits well with them, if it resonates, is something that they could incorporate?
Absolutely. Right now, our main tool for this month is the intention setting journal.
And you say our main tool, that means?
The Heart Leader podcast, our toolbox that we provide all of our listeners for free every single month. We just want to support what our theme is that month by providing a tool that I can actually assist. And that way, as people are listening to kind of the different guests that we have and the conversations that we have throughout, each week, that, that tool can really support the conversation and the understanding and the, sometimes even breakthroughs that we can have just by listening and the inspiring stories of other people around us. And so this is the intention setting tool has been really, really great for me and for us, I know, because intentions really are, they set the tone of the energy that we desire to put forward. And so when we can be authentic in the type of intention that we're actually bringing forward, it is going to pay back to us tenfold because of that. And so it's really important when we can align who we are and what we do, when we can align our thoughts and our purpose with our actions, we're unstoppable from that point. And as we know, when we can take that extra time to just write it out and actually see it, it's almost like that manifestation into life as we put that pen to paper. It makes a huge, huge difference. And so, you know, that's why I love this tool so much. And it's helped me, you know, you don't even have to do it just at the beginning of the year. It's something you can do all year round. And you can do it for personal. You can do it for business. You can do it for really anything. Even if you're starting a new sport, for example, I use an intention journal for golf. Just throughout my career in college, and it just made a huge difference in actually allowing me to understand my goals, how I want to reach them, and give me a solid roadmap, knowing that I can grow every single day to get there.
Yeah, and I know that I've used it every single day. Like at the start of my day, I write out my intentions for the day in different categories of my life. That way I can be very clear about it. But, you know, sometimes once I write it down, it gives me that second to go, you know, that doesn't feel right for me either today or just period. Sounds great in theory, and we've all had those moments where it sounds great in theory, but once you see it on paper, it's like, maybe not where I want to spend my time. So an intention setting journal lets you just kind of get it out, too, so that you can do it. And when we hook that to resolutions, again, it can go back into a very powerful tool to have in your arsenal because, you know, I've done this myself a million times. There are so many people who have like a similar resolution. And so you just really want to join in and be part of that process. But the moment you start writing it out for yourself, then you're like, but why am I doing this? What does it mean to me? And how am I going to actually incorporate this into my day? Do I really have the time to focus here? It gives you that second to pause before you take the next step of action. And that can really be important because it does allow you to come from that authentic place and say, is this really me? Does this fit with me? I can still find other ways to be with these people that I care about. But maybe this doesn't resonate with me. And then you don't end up letting people down in the long run either. Because if it isn't authentic for you, then you might not consistently stay with it. And next thing you know, you're canceling out on the things that you had said you were going to do because there are other things that you need to do. So there's always an option to be able to look forward and say, is this going to be something that really sticks with me long term, especially around resolutions? So, you know, we can dive more into some tools and things that we can leverage, but is there anything else that you would say about the intention setting journal before we head to break here in just a moment or two?
Yeah, I really feel like you just hit a great point in terms of allowing, seeing it on paper allows you to really reflect. And I'm going to bring up golf again because it's just something that I'm really passionate about. It's been a big part of my life. And one thing that we always say in golf is if you don't have a great intention behind what you're practicing, you can actually practice yourself into problems. And we can actually take that same concept and apply it to our own intentions and what we're doing in life. And so if we're saying, this thing that we want to integrate into our life right now, if we're not truly aware of why we're doing it, we could be unintentionally practicing our way into problems or creating habits that actually aren't beneficial for us long term because we like the idea of them, but we're not actually taking the time, as you're saying, to connect and understand if that's actually what is right for me. It might be right for someone else. It might be right for, and it may be right for you, but if we're not taking that extra time to just clarify, get the clarity of the thoughts and the actions that we have, I mean, you know, that's really the difference it can make. And we could spend a whole year actually taking ourselves down a path that we didn't intend to go if we end up do connecting, you know, if we end up do sticking with those habits. And so that's just, as someone who's actually done that, you know, I just wanted to bring that forward.
Brilliant. I love that. Practicing ourselves into problems because we didn't really take the time to understand if it fit for us.
Yes, exactly.
That goes back to authentically knowing and then honoring what fits for you. And so on that note, we're going to take a break and we'll come back to share some more tools that can help you kick off this new year in fashion.
develop traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Mengku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more info.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, and the Realm of Being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
Goldstein, and here's a copy with the universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Fantastic tool that we can use, and that is the gratitude journal. And there are lots of these freely available, and we also have one available through the Suvera Heart Leader podcast if you are interested. But no matter what, kicking off your year with gratitude for what you had the previous year and gratitude for what you have in the moment is such a strong practice. And with that, I'm going to ask Austin to share a little bit about what he experiences with the gratitude journal, because this is one that I know he uses all the time.
Absolutely. And first off, for any new listeners that are popping in, we're in for Dr. Pat. Subbing in, I'm Austin, and this is Amber. And just last segment, we talked a little bit about an intention-setting journal and how much that can make a huge difference into the that we bring forward into this new year and setting us up for success for long-term throughout the entire year, not just a short-term resolution, which, hey, you know, that all happens to every one of us, where sometimes they fall off. So how do we stick with those resolutions? And one of the ways is the intention journal. So segueing that into the gratitude journal now, gratitude is such an incredible intention. It's something that can, really the energy behind gratitude is truly abundance. And so when we can bring that forward, then everything in our life can become more abundant. We can be abundant in love, in friendships, in business, in success, however you define that. And so I love the gratitude journal, and it's something being able to just write something simple, what your gratitude every day, what you're grateful for every day is truly, it's great because it's a reflection point and helps you kind of pull back and remind yourself, yeah, you know, we do have so much. There is so much to be grateful for. I do have people in my life that I can trust and people that I love. I mean, I have my health. Those are things that, you know, I really am grateful for every day. So we can take those moments to kind of pull back. It can get us out of our head, out of looking forward or looking into the past, and really bring us into that present moment. And so the second point about gratitude that I love so much is that it really helps us bring us into the present moment.
Yeah, and one of the things I just love about gratitude is it actually has a physical impact. So it has been in studies shown to lower blood pressure, to just release those happy hormones that can help boost our mood. There is so much that gratitude does for us that I don't know sometimes that we fully take into account, but just taking a few moments every day to appreciate the people and the things in our life can do for us on an emotional, mental, and the physical level. And then when we apply that to the start of the year, and then understanding who we are authentically, it gives us that picture, especially as you said, when combining it with our intentions. When we have intentions and we show what we're grateful for, it kind of gives us a picture of the flow of what we truly desire in life. Because we can pull up out of that and objectively look at it and say, okay, well, I feel what I'm striving for in my life is all this monetary wealth. But if you look at your intentions and you look at what you're most grateful for, if every time it's spending more time with family and you're most grateful for the family that's in your life, then maybe what you're striving for isn't necessarily monetary wealth, it's the connection with your family. And you can realize that your authentic self is more connected to your family, and that over time, yes, it's not that you don't desire financial abundance, but that's not the most important thing to you as an authentic person. And so it gives us that opportunity to see a more clear picture when we add these tools together.
I love it. It definitely feels like it's focused more on the process than the result. And that's definitely something we talk about a lot. And maybe if you're willing to, love, if you can kind of share, because we've had these conversations about how gratitude is almost like a little bit of a life hack into the laws of action, attraction, and compensation, and how just gratitude alone can actually kind of fit that full picture. Would you mind diving into that just a little bit?
Oh, yeah, of course. So for anyone who hasn't studied the 12 laws of the universe, the laws of action, attraction, and compensation are three of the laws in those 12 laws. And you've heard likely about the law of attraction because there was a book that was written and attracted a lot of attention. But in, from what I understand, all three of those really have to merge together in order to bring anything forward. So you have to have an action, whether that's a thought or physical action or something that puts out into the world, out into the universe. It just shows like, hey, this is really and truly something I desire. And then that will start to attract that to you. Not immediately, you're not going to McDonald's, but it is something that will start to attract to you. And then the compensation is the delivery of the action and the attraction process. And too often, we have a very set expectation of what that delivery will look like. And so we get very set in our ways of, oh, I didn't get what I wanted because it wasn't delivered in the way that I want. And where gratitude comes in is if we're constantly looking at what we're grateful for, we've set our intention, and then we're constantly looking at what we're grateful for, it honors that whole process because we start to notice, like, hey, I set this intention. I put into action what I desired through the intention setting journal. And I took action physically to make that happen. And then I allowed the law of attraction to get into motion in itself. So, like, I trusted the universe. I trusted God, Allah, whatever the name is that we place on it, that it would be pulled into our reality, into our experience. And now the gratitude allows us to witness that compensation, that pulling into it. And then we might go, oh, okay, so maybe it wasn't delivered exactly the way that I thought. Maybe I didn't get a new Maserati, but I got a new Touareg. So I still got a new car, but it just wasn't the car in which that I felt I was going to get. But a new car is a new car, and it's still a blessing, and it's still beautiful. And so it did complete the cycle, and it's still an amazing thing, and I'm still highly grateful for what I received that was abundant. And that goes for things, that goes for connections and emotions. It's all about awareness, and the more that we're aware, and the more that we're aware, it's just like, you know, we were talking with someone about kids just a little bit ago. It's like kids, right? If your kids are not happy and always ungrateful, the last thing you want to do is give them more stuff, no matter what. But if they're grateful and they're always just telling you, this means so much to me, thank you, thank you, thank you, then you're like, oh, okay, they are in the flow, they understand, and you just are happy to give them more.
That's so well said. One thing that really resonated with me that you said and continue to say is that the way that gratitude attracts abundance is through this understanding, that it keeps you in a space where you can be grateful for what you receive, but continue to ask what else is possible. And that is such an incredible cycle to place yourself into, because it really is living abundantly in all aspects of life. When you can really allow yourself to receive and then in return give, then that's such a beautiful connection. And talk about getting depth and gifts on a regular basis just from that. I mean, it's really incredible what that cycle can do for yourself. And how it can absolutely just transform your entire life when opening up the door for abundance in all aspects of who you are.
Yeah, and really getting down into the core of who you are, mm-hmm. because gratitude just opens up spaces within your heart that you might not have discovered otherwise. And with that, we are going to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to move on to the final tool that we'll talk about, which is something called the mirror technique. So this is one of my personal favorites. I love it. I love everything about it. So looking forward to chatting about that, but we'll do that as soon as we come back from break.
Limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. This happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, peer practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ognito, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOgnedo.com.
Welcome back. I am Amber, and I'm here with Austin. And if you are just joining us, we are filling in for the amazing Dr. Pat. And we are talking about ways to kick off the new year, being your authentic self, and really making certain that you have the tools that can help empower you to have a highly successful and connected year. Now, if you heard everything that was just played for the past few minutes, there are so many shows on this wonderful network, and we are honored to be one of them. Austin and I host a show on the Transformation Network called the Heart Leader Podcast, and you can catch us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific to learn more about diving into leveraging the heart to connect with the mind. It is where heart and mind align. So catch us every Tuesday, 6 p.m., right here on Transformation Network. With that, we are going to dive into our next tool here on this show, and that is the mirror technique. Now, mirror technique is something I have used for well over 10 years when I myself was battling with getting to know who I was and really finding that self-love within. This was one of the tools that was given to me. And it allowed me to really start looking myself in the eye, which for the first few weeks took me quite a while to do. And then to not only look myself in the eye, but say kind things to myself. So the practice itself is to stand in front of your mirror every morning and take at least a few minutes to make eye contact. And I don't mean quickly glance. I mean really look into your eyes the same way that you would look into somebody that you really, truly love and desire to connect with, because you need to be able to connect with yourself in that very same way. And then once you have that connection, once you have that contact, and you know and you feel that sync up, and you will, you'll feel it. You'll feel a connection within. Then you say at least three things that you truly love and value about yourself. And you allow it to kind of resonate within you. And once you've completed that step, take any kind of a dry erase marker if you're looking at your bathroom mirror at home, or maybe just a post-it note, and write down at least one of those things on your mirror or on the post-it note and stick it up there so you can see it reflected back to you. Because as we've talked about in the previous two, the gratitude journal in the last segment and the intention setting journal and the one before, the moment you can put things down and see it reflected back at you, it just does something. It clicks in, kind of like looking at yourself in the mirror, in the eyes. It clicks. It's like a reflection back. And it allows you to continue to build that up so that when others give you the very same compliments, you don't end up going, oh, no. You actually receive. You allow yourself to authentically receive compliments because you feel them through and through. And often, I know when we first started together, this was something I had you take part in. So do you have an experience that you would be willing to share?
Absolutely. Having a mirror and a lot of a dry erase markers. Literally all around. I went a little bit nuts with it, but it was because at first I had such a hard time. I've always been one where I was taught when we want to show respect to someone, we look them in the eyes, and that was something from a kid that I was taught. And so I had no problem looking at other people in the eyes, but I didn't realize how difficult it was for me to actually look at myself in my own eyes. I didn't realize the struggle with self-worth that I had. And this is the reason why it was a love-hate relationship at first, for sure, with this practice, because you can't hide behind it. I mean, literally, you have a mirror right in front of you showing you, it's sticking out like a sore thumb, the struggles that you're having. And so it was both emotionally painful but also emotionally liberating. And this was one that even just after a couple of days, really struggled with, but, slowly I got to kind of break my own walls down. And I didn't even realize the walls that I had. And one thing that really sticks with me on this that you always say is when you were finding yourself and starting to love yourself authentically, you didn't realize how much you weren't allowing other people to love you for who you are. And that really resonated with me through this process and continues to this day. And that's what allows me to have self-love as such a priority in my life, because I do want to have depth. I'm not interested in surface level connection. I'm interested in true, in a real connection. And I can't have that until I give that to myself first. And that's why I love this tool so much, because it does open that door and it creates that connection. And we know that when we want to be able to give something to someone else, we first have to give it to ourselves. We want to be kind, truly kind to someone else, we first need to be kind to ourselves. If we want to be giving to someone else, we first need to be giving to ourselves. It's from that energy that we can offer so much more. And that is why I love this tool so much.
And it seems so simple. I could do this. And I've heard it time and time again from clients where they really feel like, oh, this is going to be the easiest thing that we've done. And then we get them in front of the mirror and we don't even stay there with them. Like, we give them all the space that they need. But there is something to actually looking yourself in the eye and knowing that there's nobody there but you. And you now have to ask yourself, have I been transparent with me? Have I been honest with me? Not other people. It's not outside of me. It's within me. And I have to take that deep look. And it's also that gateway to going within. There have been many people who have said, okay, so I hear all of this talk about go within. What does that even mean? Well, this mirror technique is kind of a first step if you've had any challenges to going within, because it actually drives you deeper within and in that connection. And so what we can do is, if you're interested in this technique, we actually have a free mirror technique course. If you go to our site, suivera.org, that's S-U-I-V-E-R-A.org, you can sign up and get the free mirror technique course, and it walks you through everything that you need to do if you would like to have just the reference. And it will empower you to continue to do this on a daily basis. So as we're preparing to wrap up here in this amazing spot that we've been gifted from Dr. Pat, are there other things that you would like to share that you feel will help people feel empowered and really be able to be themselves in the new year and then create resolutions from that space?
Yes, I mean, I can't reiterate enough how important it is to really seek to understand yourself authentically. Authenticity brings out the best in not only ourselves, but it brings out the best in our relationships. It can even dive into bringing out the best in our businesses, which is incredible. And so when we can truly approach life from the most authentic version of self, then we can bring passion, we can bring love, connection, and true beauty into all that we do. And then, therefore, we're really focused on the process of how we live life. And it's amazing. When we do that, we're less worried about the result. The results aren't defining who we are. We are defining who we are. And when we start to do that, then the results that we desire actually start to follow suit. And it becomes a beautiful kind of synergistic connection and cycle that we can create for ourselves that allows our manifestation to really go to the next level.
100%. And so by combining, as we get close to taking our next break, by combining the tools that we've talked about, at the start, talking about really setting our intentions, then utilizing gratitude, then getting to know who we are by allowing that to reflect back to us, it doesn't just change our personal life. That ripples out, if what I just heard you say is correct. It's like a ripple effect. It goes into business. It goes into friendship. It goes into everything. And then you get the opportunity to be a light, as we say, that lights other lights. Because they see it spark in you. And they want to know, okay, how are you doing this? How are you finding your ground and showing up authentically? And you're the same person here as you are there, as you are there. And that's something I want to talk about a little bit more, too, is this whole resolution cycle and how when we reinvent ourselves, it creates layers of masks versus utilizing tools that help us get to know ourselves that then begin to pull away all of those masks and help us extend beyond from that place of knowing of self.
Beautiful.
Agreed?
Agreed. I can't wait.
All right. I believe we are ready for our next break. So with that, I will kick it over to the break, and we will be back in just a few moments.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking purpose and meaning. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlRear.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie, VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am Amber, myself, filling in for Dr. Pat, and I'm here with Austin Yule. Austin and I are actually the host of another podcast on this amazing network called the Heart Leader Podcast, and you can catch us actually tonight at 6 p.m. here on the Transformation Network. It's 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And we are here every Tuesday, actually, so be sure to catch us then. But we want to get back to what we were talking about, which is every new year, this whole new year, new you, and the resolution setting cycle, and how that can start to, year after year, add layers of masks that we may not intentionally be creating, but still, somehow, when we keep reinventing ourselves, just start to layer on. And I know I did this for years myself. I would choose an area of my life where I wanted to recreate myself at the start of the new year, whether that was in business or in social areas or even in my studies. I'm like, oh, I'm going to create this new version of me. And what ended up happening was I lost count of who I was, because I just kept reinventing myself here and reinventing myself here. And it wasn't until I started utilizing the tools that we've talked about throughout this podcast that I really started to peel away those layers. And it took a long time. But my resolution 1 year, about 10 years ago, finally became, I'm going to learn who I am. That's my resolution. And I'm going to be my authentic self, so people can know who I am authentically instead of all of these masks that I started to wear. And so when we started applying this to other individuals who were in similar situations, they started seeing great success and a lot of reduction in stress, a lot of physical benefits as well. And Austin is one of those people. And that's why I'm going to have him talk a little bit about the benefits that he saw from doing these similar actions. Austin?
Absolutely. I can so relate to everything you're saying in terms of the masks. You know, I was stuck in that too. I really thought that I had to be everything to everyone. And that was such a, in many ways, a debilitating thought, and one that I felt like I could never live up to. I thought it had to be this way to this friend and this way in this business, or, you know, that way in this setting. And all it did was get me confused, because I was so parsed out on who I thought I should be. And also I was too stuck in my head. You know, I was getting away from my heart. I was losing the very essence of who I am, because I was so worried about who would I look like, or what would I look like to everyone around me, or what would I even look like to the projection of who I want to be. And I was always falling short in my mind. And so I was constantly a disappointment to myself. And no wonder I had, a lack of self-love and a lack of self-worth. And so it wasn't until I really took that time, as you're saying, to focus on self, using some of these tools like the intention setting journal, the gratitude journal, and the mirror technique, and among many others, to really prioritize myself, not from a place of ego, but truly from a place of love and connection and wanting to know myself, because the more love I had for myself, the more I could give to others. And I say that's, to me, has been the greatest benefit of understanding my own authenticity. A beautiful analogy is that when we are truly authentically ourselves, when we give ourselves that self-love, we become the overflowing pitcher. And what I mean by this is, oftentimes we've been taught that when we want to give to others, you know, we're like that pitcher of water where we're constantly giving, 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 giving. And what happens is, if we're giving our water out to all these other cups around us, eventually that pitcher is going to be empty. And then what are we going to do from there? The beauty about an overflowing pitcher of water is that that pitcher is always full. And because it's overflowing, you can also give to all the cups around it. And this to me was such a beautiful and simple analogy that when I first heard it, I was like, you know, mind blown. Like, it's so amazing and transformative. And so when I was truly able to embody that, that's when I started to see the benefits. You know, all the stress of feeling like I was in this do, go, go, go mode. It all just kind of fell back. And instead of being a human doing, I was really a human being. And I got to access who I am from the very depths of my soul and be the greatest version of the grandest vision of who I am.
It is an amazing gift to give yourself.
Yes.
Talk about the best resolution you could make.
Right.
It's like, until you get to the core of who you are, how do you know what you truly desire?
Mm.
Until then, you're just guessing at it. It's like throwing darts at a moving dartboard. You know, you hope that you hit the bullseye, but your chances are not high. But if you really stabilize in and know who you are, and then you make any changes from that place of knowing, from having removed all those layers and all those masks, then you have the opportunity to say, all right, here's where I choose to expand my authentic self, instead of, here's where I am going to layer on another thing. No wonder it starts to feel so heavy. No wonder we start to feel so weighed down by all of these things that we've placed upon ourselves. And for me, again, I can only speak for myself, I was the one putting them on myself. one else. I did it. And so I was the only one who could choose to take them off. And it wasn't instant. It took a while. There's no quick fix because it took me years to put them on. It took me years to take them off, to really understand what is me, what isn't me. And so if there's anyone who's interested in understanding where they could find free tools to do this, I know that there are many individuals here on the Transformation Network who offer resources, and we are one of those organizations that offer a lot of free tools and resources. If an individual is interested, you can go to suivera.org, S-U-I-V-E-R-A.org, and we have an entire library of free resources. And our podcast, the Heart Leader Podcast, is very dedicated toward giving away free resources, and we're even building out a Heart Leader Toolbox, which helps individuals understand that it isn't one or the other. It isn't only heart or only logic. It is both. It is where heart and mind align so that it's a balance between the two. And that comes from knowing of self. So we are so grateful to be part of this amazing network where so many people are coming together to offer all of their insights and tools like this, and grateful to share what we're able to bring forward as well. Is there anything that you would like to share in these last couple of moments that we have here together?
I think that covers it. I'm just very grateful and really filled with love coming into this new year. And that's just an energy that I look forward to continuing to perpetuate throughout the year. And I really appreciate all the incredible heart leaders that are around this world. We've been, our community is continuing to grow, and just to seeing people in all walks of life choose love. And so let's just keep growing together in love.
Awesome. Well, we want to take this last minute that we have together to thank everyone who joined and is listening, and to thank Dr. Pat for gifting us this time and space to share some tools and to share about ourselves, Vivera, and the Heart Leader Podcast. And as always, we want to share our heartfelt gratitude to every person who works at the Transformation Network, because you guys are rock stars. You make us look good every time, and without you, what we do would not be possible. So thank you. May everyone be blessed in 2022, and we look forward to seeing everyone tune in tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific to the Heart Leader Podcast, where you can hear Asa and I continue to talk about this topic and many others for weeks to come.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mather is here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, traffic has quieted down since this morning's rush. We still have a little bit of slowing on Highway 18 near the off-ramp to southeast at 304th. There was an earlier collision blocking that ramp. Tow assistance, State Patrol are still in the scene to take care of that collision. Other than that, traffic actually looking pretty good. Just a quick reminder, bring those speeds down. Still some black ice out there in selected areas. It has been reported. So, again, bring those speeds down. Give yourself a little more room to see it in front of you. Hopefully that sunshine that's peeking through right now will continue. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's all about making the Holy Spirit famous. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Federal officials are trying to sort out the traffic nightmare in Virginia. Dozens of drivers have been stuck on Interstate 95 since yesterday when a powerful winter storm slammed the area. This driver on I-95 shared his misery on social media.
Well, been stuck down here in Fredericksburg since 11 o'clock yesterday morning. If you don't have to come out, please do not come out.
A busy stretch of the freeway is still closed through the Fredericksburg area south of Washington, D.C., with no word of when it will reopen. The nation's airports are trying to dig out from an avalanche of flight delays and cancellations. More than 3,700 flights have already been affected today. Reagan National in the Washington, D.C. area is having the most problems, with Baltimore and Newark right behind. President Biden is expected to soon provide an update on his administration's plan to counter the nationwide surge in COVID cases. He's also expected to make another plea for full vaccinations and booster shots after meeting with his COVID response team at the White House. Senator Joe Manchin doesn't want to talk about Build Back Better anymore.
I was very clear on where I stand, and I thought it was time to do that rather than just continue on and on as we have for 5.5 months.
While speaking with reporters, the West Virginia Democrat confirmed he was firm on his refusal to support President Biden's social spending plan. He also said there's been no conversation with the White House about his controversial reveal on Sunday morning television last month. When asked if the child tax credit having a work requirement was a key for him to support Build Back Better, Manchin said it was just one of the issues he had with the bill. Graceland in Tennessee is getting set to celebrate the King. It's the 45th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death, and a year of events, festivities, and giveaways will remember his life. Elvis 45 will kick off this week in honor of Presley's Day with celebrations Thursday through Sunday, including a birthday bash and screening of Viva Las Vegas. Throughout the year, there will be events to remember his life and legacy. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
What are your 2022 business goals? Simplified IT? More security? Dell Technologies has the expertise to help you. From transforming your digital workspaces to providing comprehensive end-to-end IT solutions. Get high-performance computers featuring Windows 11 Pro with powerful hardware-based security and savings up to 45% during Dell's New Year event sale. Get special financing through Dell Financial Services. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And does. Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is the library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but just nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Hi,
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. I'm Suzanne Alexandria, and my co-host today is Tamara Jordan, and we are so grateful. Let's say a big thank you to Dr. Pat. We are standing in while she is on vacation somewhere, beautiful and hopefully warm. And so we are bringing to you the energy that she loves and that she brings of transformation and talking. And we are taking live calls today. So I do want to put a shout out if you're listening and you'd like a live to receive a live reading from us. We are talking about daring to live that transformative life that she just mentioned. Daring to own your own life and daring to be a maverick. Our title is Nav Your Life. So Tamara, why don't you introduce yourself and then I'll introduce myself.
Hi, aloha. I'm Tamara Jordan. I am co-founder of Legacy 22 Women's Groups. I am a certified sacred passage life doula, or death doula, excuse me. Other way. I am an inspirational, transformational life speaker, and I am a mystic. And I often get asked, well, what's a mystic? Mystics transcend lots of different religions, but essentially, a mystic is somebody who believes that their life is a living conversation with divine love, with God, with the universe. You use the chosen term. But that's where I come from on this whole issue of transformation and the power and the beauty of it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm Suzanne Alexandria. I'm a mindset coach and a healer and a spiritual guide. And I'm a channel of energy and intuitive guidance. And I work with powerful men and women who really are about making changes in their lives in powerful ways to get out of the old and into the new. And isn't that what, like, these past couple of years have been showing us we need to do, Tammy, right? Like, with COVID.
100%.
Like, things, yeah, it's shined a big flashlight on, whoa, like, there's some stuff that seems or that sometimes is out of our control, but what is within us, within our control? That's
what
we're talking
about. Hasn't that been the revelation of the whole COVID thing on a certain level? I don't want to minimize anybody's experience on other levels, but have you not found that in this place where it seemed like the whole planet was profoundly out of control, suddenly the shift turned very internal, and what's going on in here and in here that needs maybe to be addressed?
It must be addressed for you to be free, if you ask me. That's what my work is about. It has to be addressed. Right. It has to be looked at with the lens of the divine. That's what sets us free. So we both have like a major focus on freedom, a freedom of thinking and choice and taking the bull by the horns, right?
Yeah, and I think, don't you think that we come into this with a little bit different perspective? Today, as Suzanne and I talk, I think maybe you're going to key into the way that we say it is that we're of an age where we're losing hormones, but we're gaining perspective, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Really powerful in a world, it's certainly in a country that validates the highest thing is to be youthful and sexy and rich. And what a shame, because in truth, because we no longer honor our elders, we've lost that incredibly powerful understanding that wisdom gained through life lived, is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. So if you're watching this and you are anywhere near our age range of choice, we hope that you will be inspired, that it's an amazing and a wonderful thing to be able to have a little bit more wisdom. And we hope that we're bringing it to you today to help you begin to consider what ways do you want to transform your life.
Yeah. And to be a maverick. So we have been working through, and we have a new program launching in the new year, and it's called MavNav Your Life. And there, you can find out a little bit more at MavNavLife.com.
What does MavNav stand for?
Maverick Navigation. Maverick Navigation. And so one of the pearls of wisdom that we're here to share is about how do you use your innate navigation system to really harness your power? Really, that's what like my energy work is about in my office and in my daily work. How do you come back to your own power? How do you make choices from a place of empowerment? How do you see through a lens of being an empowered woman or man and choosing from that place? And a maverick is someone or in a herd, one who breaks away from the herd. So we're talking, and I think if anything, right, Tammy, like COVID has presented so many opportunities to follow a herd. Like on either side of the political sphere, on either side of the health sphere, on any side of all of it, people found themselves and have found themselves taking sides. Like, oh, the vaccine is good or it's bad, or, you know, do this with a mask or not. And every one of those is a herd. You know, you can look at it. But what we found is like the real strength and freedom, at least for me, has been to say, wait a minute, well, I'm not even sure. I don't know what's right or wrong with all of that. What I've got to do is go in here and trust something bigger, my truth, you know, and then make an informed decision. So COVID for me and for a lot of us has been this profound school of like choosing and freedom of choice or not, or surrendering all your choice, like saying, okay, I'm just going to do what the government says, or I'm going to do what the CDC or what my doctor says or whatever. So there's so many ways to look at it, but how what's your version of breaking away from the herd? So why don't you share a little bit about your perspective of, Tammy, what's a maverick?
You know, a maverick is one who breaks away from the herd, I mean, quite simply. And there are a lot of herds in life, don't you think? Like when you begin to sort of break it down, there's family. There's a mentality of who you should be and what you should do sometimes. For some of us, it's career or job expectations. For some of us, it is political affiliation. We may not have beliefs that go outside of our special group vision. For some of us, it's religious. Overprint of how we should view the world, see things, perceive things, and who we should be. There are other herd groups that have expectations on behavior, morals, etc. And that is not a bad thing intrinsically, but I think if you want to live your life, then there's a point at which you begin to independently think, okay, this is all great, and I love ABC, but I need to live my life because as far as I can tell, the allotment of your time in this life is limited, and if you don't live your dreams or your truth or the beauty of who you are while you're here on your terms as best possible, it will be gone. There is a moment, and it is yours. And it begins now because we're having this conversation. So really moving into an understanding of navigating from here, for some people is very complex. You need to sort of start from your beginning and figure out, well, who am I? For instance, people who come from a background more like mine, where we were people pleasers and traditional codependents and folks who really wanted to make things okay for other people, we've long just ingrained following the herd. The herd is safe, the herd is love, the herd is security. And often the price of that was losing even the basic ability to know who we are, what we wanted, and what really worked for us. So for some folks, beginning to navigate from here requires learning what
is in here. For other folks, they're a little clearer on what they want or what works for them, but they feel perhaps burdened, shamed, obligated to continue to make decisions, choices, lifestyle, ethics, to please the group in which they dearly love, generally, the people in that group. So for them, a little bit different challenge to find their way to be an independent, beautiful, luminous version of who they are. And I think for me, the first thing about really being you in this world and the glory of it is to begin to own who you are, to begin to think independently. If you like a particular belief that's in a group, dude, rock it. Go with it. If you do not, find gracious ways to go your own way and respectful that each person can choose differently. Sometimes when people get into wanting to really do them, they kind of get that, well, you know, bite me attitude, I'm doing this. And we really encourage you that being really respectful of yourself and not needing to tell anybody off because you're going to be a certain way is a more evolved, beautiful representation of who you are. So just independent thought. And I would say the other really important thing about being a maverick is when you think independently, if you marry that with genuine self-love and with fully owning your choices, those three things, that combo platter is badass, baby. That's what begins to move you slowly but surely into a life that you love, that you have crafted as best you could from here and used a lot of this to build something beautiful and meaningful, uniquely so to you. So I think those are my three biggies, is to genuinely love yourself, to think independently, and to, this is the great thing about this age, you lose the third one, to love yourself, to think independently, and what was my other one, Suze?
You talked about making your own choices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fully own your choices. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So that's all right. I want to actually talk for a few minutes about family, just because we've been in the holidays just now. And before we do that, I want to say the phone number. So if y'all are listening and you're curious about for a reading that can help you see a perspective, if any of this is striking you, yeah, and you're sort of stuck in an old way and you want a new perspective, we'll do readings for you. And the phone number for that is 800-930-2819, or you can send them through the Facebook feed. We're here with our teams to help you get unstuck, and if this topic is of interest, we would love to be of service. As you were talking, Tammy, I wanted to talk about family because, I mean, in some sense, I've come to see, like, the great midlife crisis as even this time where people realize they got to do some work and break away. I mean, I'm not talking about where you go buy a fancy sports car, although that's fine to do. But, like, I think it's natural that we come to a time, and I see this in my own life and I see it with my clients, where we, especially during the holidays, we're questioning, like, wait a minute, what if this does work and what doesn't? What do I want my life to be like vis-a-vis my family? And so I just wanted to touch on that because that's been a way that my life and a lot of people I know have been changed when we decide to break away from things like family obligations that we thought we were responsible for, or even just ways that aren't that are contradictory to who we really are. And our society has this crazy kind of like imposed system that says, well, you have to stick with your family. Blood is thicker than water, kind of thing. And so, but sometimes that's really destructive to stick with a system or, you know, especially if there's trauma or there's things, you know, like just oppressive narcissism or whatever it is. that is one way that a lot of us choose to break out. And it's not easy. It can be really hard to bust out and say, I'm not going to spend as much time with that person or, you know, participate in this old way because they always hurt me or, you know, it's painful in some way. So that just strikes me as one way in our daily life where we've learned to navigate from a different place and we have our own stories of that, but it's common. I see that among lots of people and those I work with and love where we have to be like, I can't do that anymore. I think sometimes we're forced into being a maverick because it's like so painful to stick around and keep doing the same thing over and over. So I just wanted to touch on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, you spoke of that there are cases, and I don't think it's super common, but I think there are cases where there has been so much trauma or there is someone who is so incredibly toxic that a need for a break or dramatic distancing is necessary. And, you know, obviously those are case by case unspecific, but I would encourage that this, making choices around that really come from a place of self-love and respect. You know, a lot of times I think our understanding of self-love is really influenced by pop culture, and it's a shame because the version they're offering is really flimsy and cheaply made. Self-love, think about all the people that you love and that you take care of and your nearest and dearest in your life, perhaps they're your children or a beloved one, your parent, a special friend, you know, whoever it is, your pets for some people. The way that you love and care for them is not that you just give them a goodie. I think I'm always a little perturbed by, you know, folks who say, when you say, you know, you need to practice self-love, their first thought is, oh, I can have the donut or I'll get a massage. That's kind of flimsy. Self-love is deeply caring about and valuing yourself, mm-hmm. not just doing all the cheats or getting your way. It's about genuinely loving you. And this morning in my meditation, it really hit me. Part of self-love for me, and maybe this resonates with somebody out there, part of self-love for me is cheering on, inspiring, motivating, believing in myself to do the things that are really scary but would up-level my life another level if I got there. And so for me, self-love, I think in 2022, this is going to be a part of my mindset as I go forward, is to consider how can I encourage me to really to go bigger and mm-hmm. be a little braver, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a larger conversation, Suze, about how we love ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Giving ourselves, like, the luxury of making a choice that's for our best interest.
Yeah.
That's inherent in what I was talking about with family, so I'm really glad you brought that out because it's like making choices because I love myself and I stand for me, and if I don't, who will? And I choose to, you know, make a change or bring something new into my life. That I agree. The other stuff is nice. It's kind of essential too, but it's not that deep place of like, I value myself so much that I give myself this. Yeah, that I give myself a new habit. Frankly, let's talk about habits because navigating your life is a lot of it is about doing what you got to do to be the best you possible. And for instance, yoga with me, I had a break from yoga for a while. I became a yoga teacher like 10 years ago, and yoga has been a part of my life, and I fell away because I started doing Qigong, which isn't bad, but it's glorious, but my body needs yoga. It actually really needs yoga. That's why I was, you know, became so into it and became a teacher. And I've come around not so long ago saying, wow, because I love myself and I know my body really needs yoga and thrives when I give it some good stretching, I'm going to do yoga. And that is like, that's like to me one of the habits that is the most self-loving for me so that I can function and be pain-free and all these things. So yeah, it's about conscious choices like that. It took me a long time to get to
your friends. Those
yeah.
With me, you'd be like, Tammy, you do
Tammy.
So much better when you do the yoga. Come on,
exactly.
Do your yoga.
Yeah.
You would encourage me out of a place of love. And respectfully so. You would encourage me. I loved what you said about, you know, sometimes it's in regard to family, sometimes it's in regard to other people, but you know that you need distance or you need to do something differently and you need to say, I need to do this. Sometimes you have to explain it, sometimes you don't. Let's be honest. A lot of people feel like they need to have a conversation. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I want to challenge that mindset because there's somebody listening to this who is very concerned. Do they need to talk to others that they're not going to spend time with them? Maybe you do.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Case by case.
Lean into this. It's case by case, number one.
Yeah.
But always let me give you the MAV-NAV. If you're going to do something because you know you need to do it to love yourself, the place that you need to come in hot on, the energy that you need to ride in on is, I need to do this for me and not any of that. And it doesn't matter what you think or, you know, I'm doing this for me, the drama, oh my God, you know, none of that. You need to come in just that clear, true sense of self, the authenticity of it. I need to do this for me, so respectfully, I'm going to do it. And then offer it back to others. If you want to have it in your own life, you darn well better be offering it back to others and understanding that they will do so and it's not against you. As long as your choices are for me and not against you. You know what I mean? Like the motive is there. That's what we're
exactly.
You want real transformational change. You have to own your stuff. And owning it is not against you. It's only the deep integrity, the respectful, I need to do this, you know?
Like, that's the knowing that's deep in your belly. That's your truth. I'm doing it. I need to, and I want to, because I love myself, because I care about myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's my why.
That's my why. And that's where I fly.
And a lot of people, even my daughters, I have teenage daughters, and they'll if I say something like that, they'll say, well, that's selfish. And so, you know, that is not the truth, because what happens is that when I guide myself like this from this deep knowing of what is best for me, then my kids benefit, and so do those around me. It's like the most selfless thing to do, because we're in this place of authenticity and we are ourselves. We're listening to our hearts. We're listening to our guidance, our angels. So it's like the biggest gift of self, you know.
Selfish is against others.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Selfish is against somebody else, but me at all costs. That's such a different energy than I'm going to own who I am and I know what I need and it's against nobody. But I'm going to take care of myself, respecting and honoring that you get to take care of yourself. Selfish is against somebody. Self-care and self-love is simply loving on, because you wouldn't think twice about supporting your bestie or your partner to take care of themselves and to love themselves, to be the fullest, unique expression of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, to tend to that garden.
So in 2022, how do you turn that towards you in gracious and wise and beautiful ways?
How to the greatest good of all.
That's what we're asking.
Yeah. Let's go into something. We have a little suggestion for going into the new year. But before we get into that, I just want to say, if you all like what you're hearing, we're doing free readings about to help you find any place where you're stuck. The number is 800-930-2819. And also, we are going to be launching some new programming in the new year. So go to my website and get on my email list. SuzanneAlexandria.com, and you will be able to stay in touch with both of us that way as we launch. So, Tammy, you have this brilliant suggestion about to focus. One of your big mottos is, well, not motto, one of your living essences is gratitude. And so tell us about how we weave gratitude and your idea for this kind of little transition point we're in the new year.
Well, the fundamental truth, if you walk away from nothing else from this, I want you to remember that gratitude turbocharges spiritual change and transformation.
Yes, turbocharge.
Pure D gratification is the mother freaking holy road because it drops you out of resentment, out of entitlement, out of self-pity. And it puts you squarely into the truth. And the truth is that as long as your lungs are pumping fully and your heart is working and your immune system is functioning, there are some crazy beautiful things happening to you, and you didn't even think to be grateful for that. Because I tell you what, anything happens to one of those systems, it's going to be evident to you immediately how critical they are. So if yours are functioning great right now, dude, start your gratitude there. Thank you for this body. Even if it's perfect, it's perfectly imperfect, and it is mine, and I am grateful. So we always start from there. Thinking about 2022, a lot of people, this is the week between Christmas and New Year's, and a lot of people are like beginning, oh, I should start my New Year's resolutions. Oh, I can't call them resolutions. Herd mentality here. I've got to call them something else. Call them whatever the freak you want. Don't do any, do some, whatever. I mean, you need to know what works for you, but I'm going to give you some ideas to play with. And with your independent thinking mind, you can decide if it's something that's efficacious for you. So what we've been thinking about is this week, instead of pushing straight into the 2022, you know, what do I want to do? What do I want to be? A really wise place to start that. Here's an idea. Grab your phone, go back to January in the albums, and look through it. Pay attention to what your year had. There are so many things in the phone that you cannot believe that you forgot. Maybe you have a text chain with dear friends. Make it go back. Go back and just sort of see what was happening over the year. Think about what you came through. What are you proud of? How did you change? How did you not change? What was hard? What did you learn? Begin to use your wisdom to assess where you were, what you came through, and before you launch into 2022, be grateful for what was good about 2021. This was a very difficult, I would say largely traumatic year again, and you probably need to reconcile with some of that. It could be helpful, but also there was good that happened. How are you going to be grateful and take that gratitude to uplift you into 2022? If you're listening to this, you have an interest in transformation. You were brought here by a divine hand, thank you, so that we could share with you some ideas. So we're asking you, could you consider these ideas? What if you flipped through your phone and you thought about what was good and you were grateful for it and you used that energy to begin to prepare you for what you'd like to see, do, smell, taste, be in 2022.
Yeah, like what if you are scrolling through and you hit upon an experience? Because those are all experiences they've photographed, right? Like the richness of the experience is what we're here for, if you ask me. And what if you find some of those and you just pause, take a moment and say thank you for that experience because now I am here. Now I am the person that I am. Every experience, whether it's shitty or not or amazing, has formed you, and it will continue to be so. And gratitude on the energetic scale, right, speaking energetically, it just like transports you to a way higher vibration instantly, if you can get there. And honestly, there have been times when gratitude in my life has been hard to find. And I have said a mighty prayer, help me be, I'm not, you know, like sometimes it's like that. So if you're in that position right now, say a prayer, help me get grateful, because I can't seem to see beyond this mess that I'm in or whatever it is. Help me.
It's a discipline. Do you know what I mean?
It is.
Discipline.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what's good, because the brain, you know, through millions of years of evolution, is a problem finder. It finds mm-hmm. problems and it addresses it. And sometimes,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
But I love what you're saying, that we can ask for help. And if we're open, we can begin to find that we can move into gratitude even in the darkest
mm-hmm.
times. I cannot even begin to know the experience that some people may be going through with sick, love, you know,
mm-hmm.
love, grieving, dying, loss of marriages that you thought would go forever, all the things. And I know that somebody is watching this and their heart is so hurting, and I want you to know I'm saying you love right now. But even in the darkest night, there is a tiny light of love that can shine through to you. If you're open, can you, and the question becomes in those moments, because I've been on the floor where I couldn't move, and I thought, I don't even know how I get up, because
mm-hmm.
it's so dark, and what has happened is so not what I expected, and is so horribly sad and painful and all the things. If you can just allow, I think I could allow, there could be a crack of light. I don't know how to do it, but I'm asking for it. If you begin in that small way, I will allow for a little more light. Even in this darkness, I believe there is a light, and I will allow for it. If you can begin to allow for a little of that, you can get a little space. Not everybody listening to this is at that place, but I think there are some people that are, and we want to send them the way to hope is to allow that there could be something better. And Suzanne's idea that if you don't feel gratitude, you ask to be shown. Is beautiful, and it always makes me think of the Christmas Carol, the movie where he sees Christmas past and future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, one of the most powerful prayers I pray is show me.
Yeah.
Show me how. Show me
how
to do that. Yeah.
You have to be willing mm-hmm. to see, and you have to allow that what you will be shown could be outside your preconceived notion.
Yes. That's
right?
True. Yep. It can come in a mysterious package. That's for sure.
Allow for something better and more
beautiful.
I often,
mm-hmm.
I often in my prayer and in my meditation, I will say, surprise me, delight me, wow me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be darned if I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the reason I got there, people are like, you know, your life just seems to be so magical so many times. Yes, because I asked for that.
And you know,
that's what I'm freaking
mm-hmm.
looking for, people.
Right. Yeah, where your focus goes, the energy goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, you asked for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm patient and I'm open to how it might appear, because I trust that I am loved. And
mm-hmm.
that love that I have come to learn that Spirit has for me, Source, Universe, God has for me, fuels the path and leads me forward even on ordinary days when nobody notices. You know,
mm-hmm.
that inspiration is everything for me. And that's my whole mystic thing. That's why I'm living the conversation with God.
Mm-hmm. The living conversation. Yeah, it's a conversation every breath, every day, every moment, when you want it to be, right? Even that's a choice. That's a choice to be a maverick navigator in divine consciousness, in, you know, knowing that you're surrounded by love. And even if you don't feel it at the moment, you reach out and you say, wait, well, it's there. Help me get back to it. Help me get back to it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of, you know, pilots when they fly and they're in the clouds
mm-hmm.
and they have to trust the navigation system
yeah.
because they can't see.
Yeah.
And I think that that's similar with the divine love thing. There are times when you're not feeling it, man, and you have to trust that it continues to exist beyond the clouds of your experience right now. Yeah. And there comes that glorious moment when you bust the clouds, baby, and you're like, yes, I love you too. And we can both feel it. It's so good. You know, so there's always the balance of that trust, you know, and then the moments of glorious bliss when you're able to fully be a human and living in this world is, it's tricky. Right? You got to keep developing ways that you can continue to go forward being the kind of human that you want to be. Each of us has a different definition of what's good, what's meaningful, what's beautiful. And the only one that really matters is you for yours. Being an independent thinker and not needing any group or external source or person to validate you. Like knowing I'm doing this and I'm sorry if anybody else is bent about it in any way. I hope they're not, but I'm going to keep bringing forth the best of me. If that's making cookies for your elderly next door neighbor, that's a beautiful and amazing gift that you're bringing forth. Stay in that place, give from that energy, be that version of you. Really what we want to encourage you toward as you, you know, as we're all moving towards 2022. What's the best version of you? What do you just want to be as a person in addition to any accomplishment dreams that you have? Those are great also. But if you're not amazing inside of that accomplishment, you're really coming up short. How many people have made it to the top of any given number of pyramids, ladders, career charts, you know, however you do this, and said, but it wasn't enough. The key is to be the best you as you move toward whatever your dream is. Whatever it is, you want to teach kindergarten. You need to be the best kindergarten teacher you can be. And then such a good, happy, loving place that you can serve and give. And that's a lot of what Maverick Navigation is all about. You finding your direction. We don't tell anybody who they need to be or what they need to do because it's not our job. We live in a free will universe. Suze, wouldn't you? I mean, isn't that the heart of it, the whole thing?
Yeah, and how you navigate from this place of divinity and connection and your own true light, your own true self, and God and your angels if you want. How do you make free will choices, but with all this support? So let's continue that. But I want to ask Benny. Benny, will you remind everyone about the number for calling in for readings? Because we've got like 15 minutes. If there's anyone who wants, any listeners who would like a reading.
If you have a question or an idea that you want to bounce off, we're happy to support you in that.
Absolutely. I can give out the number. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And this is if you are just tuning in, a few days before the new year, so it's a live show. Just make sure everybody knows.
Yeah, so with that imagery, Tammy, let's talk about the difference between cultivating and expecting the Big Bang. We've been talking about this. So with this visual of being a jet pilot, and I actually know one. I used to live in Washington, D.C., and my neighbor was an Air Force jet pilot. And he used to tell us, you know, like he used to come home, and he lived across the street, and he'd say, yeah, today it was this glorious day. No, one day it was cloudy. It was all cloudy over Washington, D.C., and he and his buddies got to go up in the jet and go see the sun. I think we hadn't seen the sun for a while, come to think of it. And I remember thinking, wow, you get to do that. That's pretty cool. But think about what that is. And they could, and I'm sure it was formal training. But a lot of times we're just all we think about, and I have fallen victim to this kind of mentality, which is why I teach about it. Like you're waiting for the big thing. You're waiting for one big bang. You know, you finally are going to break through the clouds and it's going to be glorious. And thank God we have times like that where we do get bestowed, you know, the grace of achieving something massive all at once or whatever it is. But mostly, right, like why we're talking about this, mostly it's like these series of small things. And that's where gratitude keeps me in check and keeps me going, because being able to navigate and keep going in the day-to-day when there's COVID and when your kids get sick and when, you know, your business is what it is or whatever it is, like finding and putting together the small bang that's what keeps the fire going. That's what keeps the connection, the divine connection. That's what keeps me navigating, okay, I got that didn't go so well. Let me do this. Okay, now that didn't go. Oh, here we go. I got this. There we go. That's a solution. And so much of the time, it's easy to let, like, life happen and cascade down into this feeling of, well, you know, that's not working. And that totally makes it, you know, that totally breaks our connection with our navigation system. So sometimes when it feels like all you're doing is riding through the clouds, you know, be aware, 'cause there might be a little light over there that you forgot, or, you know, something that happened that you didn't even notice. So just wanted to share that because, yeah, having big, glorious things is magnificent, but it's also small things like noticing a flower on your walk can be as magnificent in the moment, right?
Yeah, you made some really good points in there. And one thing is about the value of the small, you know, the small changes.
Sparks.
Sparks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know how you start a fire in the kitchen,
yeah,
right? Is that you make sparks and they do a bigger fire. And I think that the lesson in that, in the analogy, is small, wise choices produce bigger results when you keep doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Lego-sized small, as you're going into 2022, this is the best advice we have.
Yeah.
Lego-sized choices that build on each other tend to be the most stable and produce the longest-term result. When you look back on your 2021, can you see that at all? So that's one thing. The other thing that you said something in here, and it's just so stood out to me, is that, you know, you try things, they seem to work, they seem to not. Here's the deal. If something doesn't work, that's data. If something works, that's data.
Yeah.
So if you begin to look at your successes and failures, if you begin to, I air quotes them, if you begin to look at those as not in a shameful way or a prideful way, not from ego, not from shame, but instead as just data points to getting to where you want to go,
mm-hmm,
really free up a lot of mental energy to be able to keep navigating through things that are not as easy or that it appears where you're going to need to pivot or try something new. So data, it's just a data point if something works or not. Let's take the shame, mm-hmm, out of it. It's not helpful. If you didn't like how it turned out, great. Use that as a motivator. Don't do it again.
No mistakes, only data. Yeah.
No mistakes, only data. So that's good. And to continue with that. But the other thing is, it is marvelous and amazing to get the big bang and to go for this huge goal. And there are times in life when that is absolutely appropriate. You need to challenge yourself to be brave, to step out further, and to really do that big thing. More often than not, our changes come from small, intentional choices to change something, to do it a little differently, to dare to try. And those build on each other and build a path forward. I love that scene. You know the scene from I think it's the last Indiana Jones where he's in the cave and the trail is across an abyss. And he's like, how do we get there? We got all the way here to the cave, and then it's over there. And then suddenly, like, it dawns on him. He takes one step into this huge abyss, and boom, a step appears for that foot. And he takes the next step, and then it appears. That's the way to really get to some of the biggest things in your life is to take small, intentional steps and to be met as you go, not to try to eat the whole pie at one time. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can have greater health.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece of that, and I'll quickly share this, is if you are fully present wherever you are in your life, in time, if you just drop in and stay fully present and make next choices from there, just whatever's in front of you, you think you should do next, you're going to find yourself walking through trauma and doubt and all of the blockage things that have happened. If you stay present and you don't do that thing where you go, oh my God, this is never going to work and maybe I'm going to be a failure and then everybody's going to look at me ridiculous and I'm nothing. I thought I was so great and I'm not. Who am I to even think this idea was any good? If you go into the federal meltdown thought process there, you're going to reap that reward. But if you stay present, just me and this one choice right now, you can look ahead and keep your eye on the prize. But if you just do what's right in this moment, and then this one, and then this one, and then this one, you're so much closer to whatever goal you had for yourself.
Slow and steady wins the race. Isn't that like an ancient saying? So as we've been talking, we've been talking about jet pilots, and certainly they're mavericks. And so I want to just hit on one more thing. Which is, you know, intuition. We haven't used the word intuition, but thinking about a herd of cattle, they move together with each other, and I love cows, but, you know, the image of them all moving as, you know, all together and not really thinking, right? Like, that's the whole idea, that what we have as humans is this God-given magical intuition system. We are designed, and that's one of the fundamental cores of our teaching, right? And of my work as an energy healer and as an intuitive that gives guidance, like I teach people all the time, you're designed to and be empowered and to make choices. But even the wiring sometimes is skewed because of different experiences, but you have your own helmet, you have your own microphone, you have your own ability to sense and perceive what's right for you, and only you can do that. And so this whole notion of that, I feel like, is what I would like to say, own that as you move into a new year, that you're designed to be connected to the God of your understanding, to your heart, to your divinity, to your soul, and navigating from that place. You don't even have to understand it. You do have to trust it, right? You do have to trust it. And it does take time to flex those muscles sometimes. If you've been doing it one way, you got to change. You got to go to the gym and work out some new muscles, but it's here for you. I think that's one of the biggest reasons we are doing this new program, is because of empowerment, that you have the capacity to be your own truth, to live your own truth, to live from a place of connection that may or may not be new, but certainly can be very much deeper, deeper and deeper. And that's the path we've been on as intuitives and mystics, like deepening into, oh, okay, I have a way to figure this out. Let me go inside, let me look up, and let me navigate from that place.
Yeah, fully owning who you are and owning your life. And listen, you don't control everything that happens to you, but you always control how you choose to frame it, the self-talk that you allow yourself to engage in around it, and how you translate it. There are far too many who are comfortable, I'm going to call it out, who have become comfortable with saying, this happened to me, I was raised this way, my parents taught me this, this person dumped me, this person did this to me, and that's why I just can't seem to move forward. Word to you, you just can't seem to move forward because you're unwilling to move forward. You have become comfortable in the story. And my prayer for you is that you can begin to believe in yourself enough to change your story.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a point when you have to put on your big girl, your big boy panties, and just get out there and take care of life. If you want to have an experience that you are proud of, that you find fulfilling, if you want to have your most amazing life, you're going to have to put on your big girl, your big boy panties, or listen, if you're really serious, put on your big girl boots, your big boy boots, and go commando. I don't care. What I'm saying, though, is that if you want transformation, you have one thing that you must do. You have to knock down the excuses. You have to knock down the things that you have allowed yourself for too long to believe that holds you down. As you begin to fully own, this is my life, my experience, that's the place that you will find that you need to move into. And that's where your navigation system is critical, because it becomes kind of scary to begin to make those choices. But when you practice it, it's like a muscle. It gets easier and easier for you to be you and for you to live a life that you're proud of and that you love. Really, that's our prayer for you in 2022, is that you begin to craft an amazing outside-the-box life led by here, the deep inner knowing of your heart, that you're being the best you that you can be by your standards, that nobody else draws the standard but you, respectfully, beautifully, honorably so.
Yeah. Sing it, sister. I love how we had a jet flyover to as confirmation. See, those are the little things that make it all, you know, synchronous and even more fun.
There is light beyond what you can see. Take that from the jet fighter and use that to make you braver to call your own BS.
Yeah.
Trust that there is something better.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of transformation is to move yourself into something better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Suzanne and I both have in different ways in our own lives, and we can tell you, even when you're in the not great moments, it's still so much better than living chained to somebody else's expectations and somebody else's version of your life being good.
Yeah, amen. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tammy. That's a beautiful punctuation to this program, to Nav Your Life on the air live. Let's just share a little bit about what's coming. Tammy and I both teach, and we'll be rolling out a Nav Your Life program in the new year, 2022. I also do independent sessions, readings, and healing energy sessions with guided intuition. All of this you can find at SuzanneAlexandria.com. Get on my email list. That's the best thing to do. You'll find it right on the homepage, a little form to get your name on the email list. And I also have a little free guide that you can download, too. It's right on my homepage. 11 quick ways to shift your energy, because all of this that we're talking about is shifting, and shifting is hard or easy. It's a lot of little choices, it's some big choices, but I've got a little free gift that is very succinct, 11 ways in 3 minutes or less to shift your energy, because we believe when you shift your energy, you shift your life. When you shift your thinking, when you shift your vantage, when you bring in the divine and the light, it's life-changing in little teeny ways, but also huge ways. So go, Mary, talk about what you did get, receive, what experiences you had this year. Let's leave with, like, this perspective of looking at 2021 from the little seeds. Maybe they were just tiny, right? Some things that I'm quite sure were pretty magnificent in everyone's life, big or small. So let's leave with that. Anything else, Tammy?
Yes, we want to wish everyone a blessed 2020.